A new CD for children comes with the following question.
Where is the most far out place you could find a recording of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony?
Their answer is outer space on the Voyager spacecraft. But the real answer lies in the CD itself. It's called Beethoven's Wig and consists of various classical chestnuts with a twist.
Beethoven's wig is very big.
Beethoven's wig is long and curly and it's white. Beethoven takes his wig off when he sleeps at night. Because it's big, it's very big. Beethoven's wig is big.
Beethoven's wig is a set of sing-along performances plus full-scale wordless versions, all conceived by Richard Perlmutter. Mr. Perlmutter, why Beethoven's wig? Why not his twig or his rig or just, here comes the judge?
Well, I think wigs are actually kind of a symbol of classical music. I mean, think about it. Classical musicians are often called long hairs. And the lyric just seemed to symbolize everything about classical music that, for me, rang true. I mean, it's kind of formal and a little bit stuffy as well. But the idea of Beethoven wearing this huge wig, which is what the song is about, struck me as something really, really whimsical and fun. And I think that's why I chose wig.
Beethoven's wig is very big. It's also big. It's filled with goo. It's such a problem to shampoo.
It's really very, very big.
Beethoven's wig is very big. It's awful big. It's such a mess. It even has its own address.
Beethoven's wig.
It's such a mop. He should stop at the barber shop.
It's way too big.
His mother called. She said he would look better bald.
It's very big. Beethoven's wig.
So, but what's the idea with all of this, Mr. Perlmutter? Is it to make old music a little less scary, a little less stuffy and intimidating to children?
Sometimes there's a big distance between listeners and classical music. A lot of people think of classical music as something they may not know enough about. And I think these lyrics help people to get into the music a little bit more.
You have another Beethoven about a gal who has always intrigued me.
Here's a short Beethoven piano piece. He wrote this piece just for Elise. It's all about a fella named Maurice who came from Greece with a valise. Maurice loved Beethoven's piano piece. He loved this piece more than Elise. And nobody could keep it from Maurice. He fleeced Elise and took her piece.
Is this a true story? Maurice, what? Elise?
There were many women in Beethoven's life, and one of them was named Therese Malfatti. She was the niece of a doctor in Vienna, and she and her sister were reputed to be the two most beautiful women in Vienna. And Beethoven actually proposed to her in 1808, I think, and he wrote her this piece, it's believed. But there is some mystery about this piece. On the title, it says, for Elise, but it really is for Therese. And so, you know, it's kind of, it's not quite clear. There's, you know, academics have been studying this for many years,
yeah,
and no one's really figured it out. So I think there's a little bit of mystery in the song, and I think that's kind of conveyed in the lyrics.
Sure. Is this hard to do, to write words that tell a story and also get the words to fit the music? You know, the classic question to Rodgers and Hart, Rodgers and Hammerstein, was which came first, the words or the music? At least we don't have to ask you that question.
Right.
The music always came first. But what was it like sort of jiggling those words into place?
In some of the songs, it was really, really hard. A friend of mine had told me that a professor had once said, we don't have to worry. Many people have written lyrics to classical music, but no one will ever write lyrics to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And I have to tell you, that piece was really, really hard to write lyrics to. And to turn them into things that almost sounded like popular songs took a long time to figure out where the phrasing laid and where the different melodies came through.
Yeah, you know, you probably ruined this music for yourself. Now, you can never go to a concert hall again or listen to a CD, hear it playing, and not think about the words you've written to it.
An interesting thing happened after I had been working on this Mozart piece. I was in a crowded elevator with my daughter, Ruby, and the Mozart piece actually came on in the elevator. They were piping in music, and my daughter blurted out, my dad wrote that piece.
Take all the credit you like.
Right, exactly.
Thanks so much, Richard Perlmutter.
Sure.
The force and perhaps the curling iron behind Beethoven's Wig, a new CD that offers children and anybody else some sing-along symphonies.
Please don't play your violin at night. Wolfgang, go to bed, turn out the light.
But I must play my violin. At night my violin must be beneath my chin. I love the music of the night. I won't turn out the light. Oh, I love music in the night.
Oh, the music so late at night makes it quite hard to go to sleep, to sleep.
But the music that I play at night is light. Maybe you should try counting sheep.
Try counting sheep. It'll help you sleep.
Sheep will never help me sleep.
You should try counting sheep.